Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And what's your name?
Alisa.
Alisa Profumo. You don't know your name. Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo, who apparently forgot her own name a second ago. And you know why? I'll tell you why. So we watched the King's Speech again last night, because a couple nights ago, we watched a documentary behind the King's Speech. And whenever the individuals got ready to go on radio, they did all these exercises. They gargled and they...
Bugger, bugger, bugger.
And I said, you know, we don't do any of those things before we go on the air. We just turn the mics on and we start talking. Maybe we should start doing... So right before the show started, I'm sitting here going... like they did on the King's Speech. So there you go.
Yeah, that was good.
I confused Alisa. She forgot her own name.
No, she didn't.
Anyway, I got to talk about something. I got a pet peeve.
Okay.
So you all know that Brian Stanford has been on our show.
Right.
Okay. And he's a columnist here in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know where else they print his articles. I mean, I think he's syndicated. I think he reaches a pretty big audience. He's a nice enough guy. He's a nice guy. He's a doctor. So it's not his fault.
Vegetarian.
And that's another misguided attempt of his. And he also believes that testosterone made him a jerk when he was young. And he thinks that muscle is not important. And the list goes on and on and on. But other than that, he's a really nice guy.
Well, sometimes I think he has to fill articles, so he just talks about things.
Well, I think he wants to be contrary, right? I think he looks at what's trending. So right now, what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? Let me read this, see? And I really think that he does pander, but it's unfortunate. He did an article saying that testosterone was dangerous, that when you get older, you should just get used to it, and that he attributed the fact that he was a jerk when he was young and he's nice now, that his testosterone levels are lower, even though all of the science out there shows that he's wrong. That low testosterone levels in older men is not good and leads to a higher rate of all-cause mortality. But okay, he can have his lower testosterone levels. That's fine. Well, he has an article in today's newspaper. It says, heavy exercise with a big question mark.
Beware a rare and dangerous side effect.
Yeah, 'cause I'm trying to read it upside down. Beware a rare and dangerous side effect. And as soon as Alisa showed me that, I said, don't tell me he's talking about rhabdomyolysis.
Yes, that's exactly
okay, it. So, and this is a problem, and I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of people out there who are convinced that this is not going to affect us, right? Those of us who lift heavy, and we know that you could go into the gym and crush yourself and you don't get rhabdo, okay? Mm-hmm. But there are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you.
Right.
They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. They're going to look at this article and go, see, I knew it. It's a good thing I don't go to the gym. Look, you couldn't get rhabdo if you're an untrained individual. You couldn't train hard enough to get rhabdo. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo. I mean, I know CrossFitters who try to get rhabdo and can't. That's one of their things. They have like a motto, Dr. Rhabdo or something like that, you know, until you push yourself that hard, you haven't pushed yourself.
That's crazy.
But Brian is saying to people, beware of rhabdo. No one's going to get rhabdo training the way they train in this day and age. You go into the gym and you see people who are using 30% of their one rep max and doing 15 reps times three and sitting there for 3 minutes in between sets, like friends of ours we know, who think they're training hard. They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Well, this is a perfect example. Yesterday, Adele posted something about the leg strength, how it declines with age. and that running alone was not sufficient to prevent the loss of muscle strength.
Right. So you got to do things like squats and deadlifts and heavy presses and stuff like
that. Yes. Well, I shared that, and so one of my friends put on
a female
that she does this, her Stairmaster, her Stepmaster at home, and turns up the high resistance.
Right. Now, let's be clear. She has one of those little pedal things that you stand on that they sell on the midnight, 1 a.m. in the morning on TV, that you pedal on and you stand there. That's what she has.
And she turns the resistance up really high, and she thinks that that's sufficient enough.
That's just like walking.
Exactly.
That's not a leg exercise. That's not what we're talking about. When you want to reverse the loss of strength, it is not enough to just do what feels comfortable. You've got to push yourself to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Like those five plates I was pressing.
Yeah, leg pressing the other day. five plates on each side and the leg press. That's a big difference than standing on. That's a big difference than even doing an elliptical machine.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to build muscle doing that kind of stuff. And you're not going to regain strength that's being lost with age with that kind of stuff.
Why is it that so many people think that Zumba and some of these cardio exercises, running, build muscle?
We had a friend who's a doctor who thought that running built muscle.
Yes.
And when you told him it doesn't, he was incredulous. He was like, oh, sure it does. And you said, no, sprinting maybe, but running doesn't build muscle.
I said, it's actually quite the contrary.
Yeah, if you do long distance running, you lose muscle.
Exactly.
So, and this is the problem. So then you have a guy like Brian Stanford, who reaches a lot of people, especially older people. Older people who should be training with resistance training should not be scared by these articles that are designed to pander to people's fears. This is, and I got to tell you, I've had Brian on the show a few times. I say he wants to be a vegan, God bless him. I say he doesn't want his testosterone levels to be higher as he age. I say God bless him. He doesn't want to be a big, strong guy. God bless him. He doesn't have to do it. But now you're telling people out there misinformation that's going to scare them away from training heavy, and training heavy is what's going to help them live longer.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to get rhabdo, my friends. If I don't get rhabdo the way I train, then trust me, you're not going to get rhabdo if you're the average person training out there. And unless you're a CrossFitter who's doing 10 times the workout of the day in an hour and a half, you may get rhabdo. But the average person has never pushed themselves even a tenth of that hard. So I give Brian Stanford two big superhuman thumbs down on this article. And I gotta tell you, this is in line with what he's doing lately. He's using these scare tactics to attract people who are unwitting and unknowing.
There's another article I want to talk about real quick.
Oh, well, one other thing I want to mention. Just bear with me one second. On the rhabdo thing, right? So rhabdo is classified as a high release of myoglobulin from the destruction of muscle fiber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess what else will give you rhabdo?
What?
Statin drugs. And
really?
Statin drugs will give you rhabdo, surely, absolutely. There are people who have severe muscle pains. They call it myalgia related to statin drugs. That's rhabdo.
You should send him an email and tell him that.
Yeah. Rhabdo is caused by...
I'm sure he doesn't realize that.
Heat stroke. Alcohol can cause rhabdo. A lot more things cause rhabdo than exercise, because most people never exercise hard enough to create rhabdo, but they definitely take statin drugs in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, so there's another article. It says, no, seriously, diet sodas are terrible for you, too.
They're still talking
about this. And I said to Carl, I said, why do they keep spending funding research and studies on diet sodas?
Well, probably because people still drink them.
Well, I understand that people still drink them, but with all the research that's already been out there, and if they still drink them, then shame on them.
Why you should not drink diet sodas? It's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them. And then we don't have to do research anymore.
It's just like when you say, well, I know that I shouldn't drink wine, but I do periodically. And so
I know it's bad for me, but you know what? I like the buzz once in a while.
Right. So, you know, but to continue to fund studies to say that it's bad,
yeah.
Why do they, I mean, we could take that money and put it towards something that's worthy.
But this comes back to Brian Stanford. It's because researchers are in the same conundrum, stuck in the same conundrum as anyone else in the media. In order to get funded, you have to do things that are lightning rods, where the funding will yield research results that will be popular today. Nobody wants to fund research that nobody cares about. So many people drink diet soda that if you do a study on diet soda, you're sure to get picked up by the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So that's really what it comes down to. So it's a shame. It really is.
Speaking of media, do you want to make an announcement?
Well, I haven't wanted to talk about it yet because, look, we got a lot of growing to do. We started the Superhuman television show started airing on a local ION affiliate here in Kentucky called WBNA. It's Channel 21 for those people who are in the Kentucky DMA, and that includes Frankfort, Bowling Green, a lot of Western Kentucky, as well as far north as Bloomington, Indiana. It's a real, real large area. It's about a million and 1.5 million potential viewers in that area, depending mm-hmm. on whose research you go by. And the show started airing on the 16th of this month. We tape twice a week. We try to tape all the shows ahead of time and get them up. There's a lot of growing. I've never done TV before. I'm awkward on TV. I'm being told constantly I can't do things that I do. I can't point at the camera. My director is a 30-year veteran of TV. He says, Carl, you can't point at the camera. Elisa's our floor director, our assistant director. She keeps reminding me when I point at the camera. She goes like that with her finger. She points at me, and then I pull my finger back. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to point at the camera. The other thing I do is I slam my chest like a gorilla from time to time when I'm making a point, or more like a Bed-Stuy guy, you know, that's where the microphone is. So when I slam my chest, I slam the microphone. So there's a lot of things I'm doing wrong.
But there's a lot of things you're
doing
right.
Yes, the content is there. Now, you have to understand, this TV show is designed to be a little bit more mass appeal, so it's not as scientifically heavy as this show is, but the messages are all the same. And we really are trying to be the anti-Dr. Oz show. My co-host is a guy named Tony Vannetti, 22-year veteran of a local TV and radio, has a huge following. The show has launched. We will have a website called superhumantelevision.com. It's going to be developed and probably up next week or the week after, where you'll start to be able to watch some of the older shows. It airs 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for a half hour at noon on WBNA Channel 21. And we're really excited about it. And, you know, it's going to be a long process. My objective is a year from now to have an audience, to have it be an audience-driven show, and to be syndicated in one way or another, because I kind of feel like we get it in the superhuman nation that this radio show reaches. We get it. But in order for us to make an impact, we need them to get it. The people that are reading Brian Stanford stuff, we need them to get it.
Right. And eventually we're going to have the YouTube videos.
Once
up.
The website is up, the YouTube channel will be set up, and there'll be plenty of places for you to go and laugh at me. With my face that looks like an old leather shoe on TV.
Oh, it does not.
Oh, it does too. Look, we're not taping in high def right now, so we're taping in standard definition, so I look okay. But as soon as we go to high def, stand back, because you're going to be afraid by the wrinkles in my forehead, I'll tell you right now. So there you go. Elise is looking at me. You're mad at me because I said that?
No. I just don't think it's true.
Well, okay. All right. Well, listen, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, of all things, Monsanto.
It's all over the news right now.
Yeah, but
now.
This one is really
so
big.
So many things.
This is really big. We're going to talk about the TED Talk.
Well, there's a lot more than just that.
But I want to talk about them especially, and this is shocking to me. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I think Carl likes that song. He's dancing over
there. I like music. You know what I thought about the other day in the car?
I love music, too.
I know. And you know what?
What?
When you think of old people, they don't listen to music anymore.
You know, you got a point there.
I was listening to an old school rap song the other day, and I was grooving in my car, and somebody looked over. This guy and this girl were in a car next to me, and they looked over me. I could tell they were laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? As long as I have music, I'll never get old.
But you know, they have music therapy now. Remember, yeah. We've talked about music therapy before on the show.
Well, every afternoon as I drive home from the studio around 5 o'clock, there is a music therapy session in my 23-year-old Volvo, and I am grooving.
Grooving
so,
to
yeah,
the
I'm grooving.
Music.
I'm getting younger by the second, so there you go.
See, you're not old and wrinkled.
No, I'm wrinkled. I'm just not old. That's all.
Okay, let's talk about TED.
Yeah, since TED Talk talks about TED, let's talk about TED Talk.
Okay.
Did that sound right?
Say that 10 times.
No.
Evidently, TED has aligned itself with Monsanto.
Yes. Whether they did it intentionally or unintentionally, they have come out in a way that makes you wonder about TED Talk.
Well, reading the letter that they sent out to, I guess, to the people who the professors and doctors who approve,
work for them.
Who work for them and approve to people that actually do the TED Talks.
Right, right. They want, they want better screening done. They want to screen out the junk science and the pseudoscience. And when you read the letter, I mean, it's a long letter and there are some good points in the letters, right? It's not like all a hatchet job, but when they start talking about marks of good science and marks of bad science, they have a section called red flag topics. And that they say these are not banned topics by any means, but they are topics that tend to attract pseudoscientists. If your speaker proposes a topic like this, use extra scrutiny. An expanding, depressing list follows. Okay. GMO food and anti-GMO foodists. So those are the ones that you got to watch out for. Food as medicine, especially to treat specific conditions. Now, this is ridiculous, okay? And earlier in the letter, they talk about, I got to find this.
What is it?
It says, it is your job before any speaker is booked to check them out and to reject bad science, pseudoscience, and health hoaxes. Vetting your speaker is hard work and can lead to uncomfortable moments. But as TED organizers, your audience trusts you to, trust is your top priority over and above any other personal or business relationship that you may have brought this speaker to your attention. Okay. The consequences of bad science and health hoaxes are not trivial. As an example, Andrew Wakefield's attempt to link autism and vaccines was exposed as a hoax last year. It wasn't exposed as a hoax. He lost his license and was bombarded. There is so much good science out there that shows that vaccines have some influence on the development of autism. Mm-hmm. See, I have a problem with this. The interesting thing about this letter is they try to say that the signs of the marks of good science, it makes claims that can be tested and verified. It has been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Lots of research that they won't allow now has meet these two criteria. It is based on theories that are discussed and argued by many experts in the field. I have a problem with this one because emerging science, which can be correct, may not have taken hold yet or may not be receiving the funding that would allow it to be discussed by a large body of scientists because they can't get funding for it. Let's face it, the people who pay the money for funding make the decisions on what science progresses. Case in point, why are they still doing research on diet soda?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is backed up by experiments that have generated enough data to convince other experts of its legitimacy. Well, hasn't the French study on the GMO rats and the GMO plus Roundup rats done so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
But what makes me wonder is why someone in science comes out so strongly. Why wouldn't people in science go, huh, that's interesting. I guess we need to do more research. Instead, they came out against that study. That tells you something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other one, it says, its proponents are secure enough to accept areas of doubt and need for further investigation. Well, that's not the case with the with the GMO proponents. They say GMO is absolutely safe. They don't say, oh, you know what? Maybe it's not safe. They say unabashedly it's safe. Start eating it. Okay? And it does not fly in the face of the broad existing body of scientific knowledge, which comes back to the point about what's being funded and what's not. The proposed speaker works for a university and or has a PhD or other bona fide high-level scientific qualifications. I agree with that one. I should never be on a TED Talk, for instance, okay?
Right.
Okay. But when they look at the marks of bad science, it's failed to convince many mainstream scientists of its truth. Really. There was a period of time where everybody thought the world was flat, and there were a few handful of people that fought to say that it wasn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is not based on experiments that can be reproduced by others. Contains experiment flaws or is based on data that does not convincingly corroborate the experiment's theoretical claims. Comes from overconfident fringe experts. Well, all new emerging science is fringe. All of it. You think that when people started talking about cigarettes being bad, it was a mainstream concept? No. You think when people started talking about trans fats being bad, it was a mainstream concept? No, it was a fringe concept.
And in the documentary that we watched, everybody smoked cigarettes. That was back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Everybody was smoking.
And they would tell people it was good. It relaxed the nerves.
Relaxed.
And then some fringe idiot said it's bad for you. And everybody went, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's not listen to that guy. Uses oversimplified interpretations of legitimate studies and may combine with imprecise spiritual or New Age vocabulary. They specifically say in here that to stay away from anything that has to do with, the fusion of science and spirituality, be especially careful if anyone is trying to prove the validity of their religious beliefs and practices by using science. I want to go to one of the most respected names in science and physics today, and forever, Albert Einstein, who has over 12 quotes where he talks about the merger of science and spirituality. The man who gave us so many theories that are still proven true today. He said, science without religion is lame and religion without science is blind. He has 12 different quotes all talking about the merger of science and religion. Science and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
But yet TED Talk, in its divine wisdom to rewrite the way science should be handled, says anything that has science and religion together, back away from it. And keep in mind, I am not a subscriber to organized religion, but that doesn't mean we can't learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
From spirituality. I mean, this gives me pause to think about watching a TED Talk anymore, because now they're becoming like Dr. Oz. They're going to wash the message to fit their agenda.
Maybe they got paid off by Monsanto.
Well, maybe they got threatened by Monsanto, because if you read the top of the letter, it says, in light of a few suspect talks that have come out on the TEDx movement, some of which we at TED have taken action to remove, some being examined now, and this recent one that made it to Reddit, and I don't know what it is, we feel it's important to reach out to all TED organizers of the topics of bad science and pseudoscience.
You know, Monsanto has so much money. They're spending, do you realize they've spent $4,834,411 to battle the labeling law in Washington State.
Yeah, so Washington State, like California, is undergoing a We Want Labeling Law. It's called Proposition 522, right?
Yes, and so, it's November 5th.
So all of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box, to change the printing and have boxes printed, and that's going to cost too much. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
Well, we've talked about this before, but if GMO's not bad for you, then why not let us know?
Exactly. Why, and more importantly, everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense. And keep in mind, Australia, Japan, New Zealand, Germany, Ireland, Austria, Hungary, Greece, Bulgaria, Luxembourg, France, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it. And keep in mind that France only joined this list after that rat model study. And they said, you know, and this is what TED says is good science. When you look at something and you go, wow, maybe we need to look more. That's what France did. But meanwhile, the GMO proponents say, no, GMO is absolutely safe for you.
According to the Cornucopia Institute, Bayer, DuPont, Dow, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, and of course Monsanto, have all chipped in millions of dollars to
make sure you don't know.
So do not buy anything from those companies.
You shouldn't. You should buy from your local family farm, first of all, And if you can't do that, farmer's market. And then lastly, make sure that you avoid. And I want, we have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to get back into this a little bit further from the grocery store standpoint.
Right.
Something interesting that Elisa found, and I don't know if somebody sent this to you or you discovered it on your own, but Whole Foods is up to some shenanigans. You know, remember when Whole Foods first opened up?
Uh-huh.
People didn't know that there was some conventional produce in there. Then they had a market conventional versus organic. Whole Foods is really the sleight of hand grocery store. And we're going to talk about that when we come back because they're up to it again. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm jazzed, aren't I?
Good stuff there.
I had coffee today.
We can tell.
Okay.
Carl feels good.
Yeah. I haven't been using caffeine. I had coffee today. I feel good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to Superhuman Radio. Radio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für einen heißen Tag.
Welcome back. Whatever he said. Okay. We have to talk about Whole Foods now.
We're going to talk about Whole Foods.
We're staying with the whole Monsanto theme for a second.
Yes.
But we have to talk about Whole Foods now.
Right. So there was a video that came out in 2012 that was posted by a group calling themselves Organic Spies.
Right.
Well, evidently they've posted another video, and it has a woman in there who identifies herself as a Whole Foods Market employee.
Right.
And says that they are trained and taught during their first few weeks of training there, they're taught to tell people that nothing in their store contains GMOs.
And that's been your experience too personally, right?
Yes, I had someone tell me that personally.
Yeah, there's nothing.
An employee there.
Did you not Did you not challenge them when they said that?
At the time, it was all new to me, and
right.
so I didn't really know how to put up an argument at that time. If
right.
if I was told that now, I certainly would.
And so again, and I guess Natural News broke this exclusive story. I guess somebody reached out to them and said, "Hey, I want to tell my story. I am a former employee. I was told not to." Tell people that I was told that nothing in the store is GMO.
Organic Spice sent the video to Natural News because they're not putting it up on YouTube.
Because they know it'll get taken right
down. The last time they put it up on YouTube, it got taken down. So they sent it to Natural News. So,
why don't we ever get whistleblowers who come to us and want to be on and break these stories? If you're out there working for the FDA, Monsanto, any government agency that has any control over these kind of things, and you want to blow the whistle, we'll disguise your voice and maintain your anonymity. Just want to let you know that. There you go.
Okay, and then also they have Whole Foods evidently has an organic certification, and it says proud to be America's first national certified organic grocer.
Now think about this. So when Elisa told me this, I thought, wait a minute. So what that would mean to the average person is, oh, I don't have to even worry about it. Everything in the store is organic.
And that we know that's not true.
Of course not. Even they know it's not true.
You can't even go to a farmer's market and everything's not organic at your
farmer's
market.
But once again, they're looking for the uninitiated, well-intended person who says, you know, I'm going to start eating better. I've heard a lot of news about sprayed and GMO. I'm going to buy organic. Oh, my gosh. I don't have to worry about what I buy if I go to Whole Foods because everything there must be organic because they're the first national organic grocer.
But if you read the fine print, it says this prestigious recognition assures you that Whole Foods Market fulfills strict handling standards so that the organic goods you purchase from us stay organic from the farm to your shopping cart.
Now, here's what that means in real English. When we get the organic stuff, we don't spray anything on it. That's all this means. We make sure that it stays organic. We don't spray any phosphates on it. We don't spray anything on it that, you know, that's going to make it shinier, but is a chemical laden spray. So we basically respect your trust that it's really organic. That's all they're saying, right? That people expect that. It's like, wait a minute. So you should need a pat on the back because you're not buying organic stuff and then defiling it with chemicals and stuff. You're doing us a favor. That's why we're buying organic. You shouldn't be rewarded for that. But yet they've taken this and used it as a smokescreen to confuse people.
Well, and I was on the internet this morning preparing for the show, and I saw an article that talks about some of the businesses that are maintaining or growing, the top six businesses that are growing during this recession.
I found the first one very funny, actually.
The first one was Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
But the second one was Whole Foods.
Yeah, so even during the recession, Whole Foods is growing. And you know why? Because more and more people are getting the message, even though TED Talk won't let you talk about it, that food can actually lead to disease or reverse disease. So they're trying to buy better food. And so Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah. And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices on conventionally grown produce was similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did. So Whole Foods is all about sleight of hand, folks. You buyer beware. If it doesn't say organic, doesn't have something on it that proves to you it's organic, it's not organic, even though it's inside Whole Foods on their shelf.
It makes you question, like, remember a few weeks ago we talked about water and fluoridation in water.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Whole Foods Market this week, and they have a machine, a reverse osmosis machine there, that you can take bottles of plastic bottles in or glass bottles in and fill it up.
Right.
and it's only 39 cents a gallon, which is a good deal, but it makes you wonder, is it really RO water?
When you told me it was RO water, I was skeptical, and I'll tell you why. I'm sure that reverse osmosis technology has gotten better since I was first introduced to it. But back in the day, 20 years ago, it took 4 gallons of water to produce one RO gallon of water, because the reverse osmosis process, it goes through a molecular sieve, and it literally takes hours and hours for enough water to press through that membrane to the other side to fill up the RO side.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is just wasted. It's just wastewater. It goes off. So when you told me that they had RO on demand, I was skeptical, because
you kept saying, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes." "Are you sure?" "Yes."
Because
and then I went and bought some.
I don't know of any large commercial RO unit that can produce water on demand, unless they have a big 500-gallon cistern in the basement of the store that over days and weeks it refills itself. That's the only thing I can think of. Now, maybe that's the case, but I never realized you could produce RO water on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the process. But anyway, you live and you learn.
Yep. So, and then there's another article here from Raw Beauty about USDA forces Whole Foods to accept Monsanto.
Now, what is that about? What is that about?
Evidently, they sat down, the heads of the organic elite, Whole Foods, Organic Valley, and Stonefield Farms sat down with Tom Vilsack, the biotech cheerleader, and the USDA, and they decided that they were going to work with Monsanto in exchange for compensation.
Yeah.
So they're asking Monsanto, again, with all the money that we've talked about that Monsanto has, they can buy people off. They evidently want Monsanto to compensate small farms that, right here it says, for any losses related to the contamination of crops to smaller farms. It's just about compensation.
Right. But the real thing here is that Tom Vilsack is out there lobbying organizations to sell genetically modified foods. He is the Pied Piper of death. Vilsack is the Pied Piper of death. He's out there trying to convince everybody and anybody that has any control on the food chain to make sure they use genetically modified foods so that we can't get out of the way of this stuff. He's a terrible individual. I'm sure that he has the ability to convince himself that he's doing the good work.
How can he convince himself that?
People are too stupid. He thinks people are too stupid to understand. But I come back to the TED Talk theory. Why aren't they saying, well, we're really not sure about genetically modified foods, but we're going to sell it anyway? Instead, they're saying genetically modified foods are absolutely safe, which is the exact reason that they discount the science from the non-GMO argument. But we say, no, it's not safe. So Vilsack is the Pied Piper of death. That's who he is.
The Whole Foods Market and their colleagues are willing to go along with the massive planting of a chemical and energy-intensive GE perennial crop, alfalfa, It says in this blog, guaranteed to spread its genes and seeds across the nation, guaranteed to contaminate the alfalfa fed to organic animals, guaranteed to lead to massive poisoning of farm workers and destruction of the essential soil food web by the toxic herbicide, in exchange for allowing Monsanto's premeditated pollution of the alfalfa gene. Whole Foods Market wants compensation.
You know, and here's an interesting thing. So Stephen Lay sent us an article just last Casual Friday. We read about it from Washington State, where this cross-contamination actually happened. The guy brought his alfalfa in. It was not genetically modified crop that he planted. When they tested it, it was genetically modified. He got hoodwinked. He didn't want GM alfalfa. He wanted a regular old-fashioned alfalfa. But because his neighbors had GM alfalfa and it pollinated, cross-pollinated, he ended up with GM alfalfa. So it's happening already. Look, again, I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible? Remember, folks, Once there's nothing but GMO alfalfa out there, that's all you'll ever have. Once there's nothing but that stupid genetically modified salmon in the ocean, we'll never have regular salmon again. This is something that you can't go, you know what, we were wrong, let's clean this mess up and let's move forward. There is no cleaning this mess up, folks. No cleaning this mess up. We have to take a break.
Okay.
There was one other thing I think about Monsanto that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm, there's a couple more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're lobbying the world now. Monsanto is lobbying the world. We have to talk about that. Our current administration is their cheerleader. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture-fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, one more thing about Monsanto. They're not satisfied with doing what they're doing to the United States. This Monsanto and this current administration is working on a plan.
It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it's a trade pact that's being negotiated outside of the law, with no congressional authority, but with an aim of forcing nations around the world to ban GMO labeling.
Think about this for a second. So they're not satisfied with not letting, see, and think about this, why this is. Monsanto is really potentially in a death spiral financially. Somebody told me, and I haven't fact checked this, that Hugh Grant, the head of Monsanto, because everything he does is out in the open, stock trade, just sold off a huge share of his Monsanto stock.
I heard that as well.
Okay. Now, I haven't fact checked that. It could be completely wrong, could be propaganda. I don't know. But what I am saying is this. About 18 months ago, I said we could see Monsanto go out of business in our lifetime.
Well, it just seems to me like all these different stories that we're talking about today, like they're just scurrying around.
This is a panic company. They're like, oh my God. The one thing we have to do is as long as no one knows it's GMO, they don't know they're eating it, we're safe. So they're going for this one tactic to derail the labeling of genetically modified foods. If genetically modified foods are labeled, they are screwed. This is nothing that it's just us talking. Bill Maher, when commenting about the attack on Syria, said, I don't understand why this government is so upset about Syria killing these people with chemical weapons. Monsanto, who does Syria think they are? Monsanto, he said. So Monsanto doesn't have, right now Monsanto is in a death spiral. Make no mistake. They are becoming desperate. They're hiring black ops companies to help them protect themselves and find out what's going on the internet. And they're going to try to use all of the leverage that they have financially with our government to force the government to do things like make sure that GMO is not labeled in the United States. And now they're going to go even further. They're going to say the list of companies I just gave you, if they don't know it's GMO, how can they not buy it? So they're going to go out there and they're going to say, look, we want you to outlaw genetically modified labeling to your people, too. The problem is we don't run the world. The United States doesn't run the world.
The countries currently involved in this TPP include, of course, the United States, Australia, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. And even it says they're going to try and bully more into signing this agreement. It says the exact language of the TPP is tightly protected, but it's reported that they're going to force people to drop all bans on GMOs in all the countries that signed this TPP.
You know, I just had a thought. The governments are worried about a population explosion, right? We're reaching 9 billion people now on this planet. Maybe Monsanto is working on behalf of governments to thin the herd. They know that the people who eat this stuff will die and the people who don't will live. So this is an opportunity to thin the herd.
That's a conspiracy theory.
Well, I'm sorry. I know I sound like a nut right now, right? Okay, look. I do sleep with an aluminum hat on so the government can't read my dreams, okay? But other than that, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But no, I mean, oh, who knows? I can't imagine why governments, knowing that there's a possibility that this stuff is damaging and dangerous to human beings, would agree with this nonsense.
It says shutting down of all generic drug manufacturers who make copycat drugs that compete with monopoly patents of top U.S. drug makers.
That's
a whole money thing right there.
Of course. I mean, and they're up to no good, and I doubt that other countries, I can't believe that other countries are going to genuflect to the wishes of this current crazy American government. Crazy. That doesn't see any value in its people whatsoever, obviously.
Obviously.
And then on the other hand, so while they're trying to get us to eat poison, they're also trying to get us to not have access to healthy food. The USDA and the FDA are stepping up their game, going after small family farms and seeking legal action, sanctions, fines, and so on against farmers in Maine, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, California, and others. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, or having herd share programs like we have to buy milk, they are outside, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA and FDA wants more control on them. Because the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really. And we're all thriving buying from these farmers. But the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think you're that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong. And so they're going out after these farmers and fining them for doing business with people.
That's a crime.
Of course it is. But they look, they have to suppress our access to the good food to keep us eating the poison. And this has nothing to do with being an elitist, Hugh Grant. No one here is an elitist. But we choose not to eat poison. Isn't that amazing that we choose not to eat poison? Call us crazy.
Well, okay, so their argument is going to be, well, maybe it's not poison, but it's our choice.
But that, bingo. It's our choice to make that determination.
And they don't want us to have a choice.
You don't eat beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if the government said that you must start eating beef? You wouldn't eat beef, would you?
No,
okay, it's
no.
Your right not to eat beef.
Right.
Okay, so I don't eat genetically modified foods. You don't either. Why should the government be able to tell me that I have to? They shouldn't. But this is because Monsanto is in trouble. And so what they're trying to do is pressure us on one side and pull access to healthy food away on the other side. And the government, the FDA especially, is its puppet. Monsanto has its hand right up inside the FDA's behind, and its mouth moves when Monsanto's fingers go up and down. Mm-hmm. You know what? The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country, by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown. They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm. Keep supporting your family farm. Don't turn away. They did it to Vernon Hershberger. That was part of their whole move with him, that Amish farmer.
But
he won. He was acquitted.
But there was a guy in Maine that owns two cattle, and he lost.
Two cows.
He owns two.
That's all
cows.
He has. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And he lost.
Right. Poor guy.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And now. Google and the Apple chairman, they team up to extend your life is what the article says.
Oh, this was hilarious. So Google, Apple, and the guy who started Genentech, the company that gave you Boniva, the product that destroys your thyroid and ruins your bones.
Well, he's also the chairman of Apple.
Okay.
Now. His name is Arthur Levinson, who is the former CEO of Genentech, which is the Boniva people, and the chairman of Apple.
And so they have decided that it's their duty to help you live longer. And someone who posted this on Facebook said, oh, no, somebody emailed me this, actually. And I'm going to have to find the email and credit him also for sending this to me as well.
I have it.
But he said, you think these guys even get into the gym? Do you think they know what it is to lift? Do they look strong and healthy? No, they don't. They don't. I do not want to take longevity advice from these people, because all they want me to do is take pharmaceutical drugs. You think they're going to talk about ketogenic diets? Absolutely not. You think they're going to talk about exercise as a modality for living longer? I mean, heavy resistance training? Absolutely not. They're going to come up with apps for my phone that are going to help me live longer. That's what they're going to do.
I find it really, really entertaining that they think that they're going to be able to help people extend their lives.
Well, but let's talk about why they do. They're not looking at this journey as a mission for themselves, like we do here on the show. I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along, okay? They look at it as an opportunity. Wow, the baby boomers will do anything to live longer. We need to be in that business. Because that's why they started Genentech. I mean, what do you think Genentech is out there for?
They sell growth hormone, Genentech.
Yes, they do. But it's not a popular product with them. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The email, it says, I'm just going to read the email since we're talking about the article.
Please.
Hello, Carl. I just want to shout out for the awesome work on all your radio shows. I download them and listen to them in my car when I drive to the gym and work every morning. It's amazing how you say the same things that I would say. I am very grateful for these shows and passion you put into all your shows. By the way, I was a personal trainer for 9 years, but I left 3 years ago and returned to my school of profession, which is software engineering. But in any event, I still have my own gym, and I have a membership for an awesome gym near me, so strength, health, and fitness is forever to my life. Superhuman on the rise. And then he went on to tell me about this article. He says he thinks that it is absurd, as this denies our true capacity to become superhuman. Plus, these idiots at Google that want to do this, I bet, are already unhealthy and weak like toothpicks.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, right? I shot a video. Tony Vannetti shot a video. I'm going to actually do an open challenge to Dr. Oz with me doing power squats. I'm going to get another one with me doing deadlifts, and I've got one doing hip thrusts. And I'm going to say, Dr. Oz and I are born both on June 11th, but I think he's a little younger than me, to be honest with you. I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here. We are the true superhumans.
His name is Christian, by the way. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you, Christian. I'm with you on this one, Christian. I really am. All right, we have to take a break, and we've got more to talk about. Could you believe it?
But we're done talking about Monsanto.
Oh, come
I
on.
Promise.
Really? Oh, man. Okay. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. If you want to outlast, out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hello?
Poppin'. We're popping here at the Superhuman Radio Network.
Yes, we are. Okay, changing gears. Evidently, there was a couple major corporations that say they're going to take key steps to put consumers' health first. One of them was Walmart. And Walmart says that they're going to do it. They've started an initiative to take steps toward protecting the health and wellness of their customers. Through this initiative, they said they're going to work with its suppliers of cleaning, personal care, and cosmetic products to reduce or eliminate a list of 10 hazardous ingredients and promote the use of safer alternatives and improve disclosures of product ingredients. But they didn't publish the list of the hazardous ingredients. They're only giving the list to their suppliers.
Well, you know why, right?
Why?
Okay. Well, think about it. If you're Walmart and you have shelves full of stuff, do you want to telegraph to your buyers, you know what, this stuff really isn't that good, that's why we're going to get rid of it, and we're going to have new stuff next season? People go, oh, I'm not buying that stuff anymore.
And they're not going to publish it, but they're going to, they said they're going to start next year to monitor the manufacturers. Oh, they will release the list publicly.
When?
Walmart did not release the list publicly, but said it will start next year to monitor the manufacturer's progress in reducing or eliminating the substances from their products.
Yeah, they can't. If they release the list now, if they say parabens are bad, mineral oil is bad, people are going to go, I'm not buying that stuff. They won't sell anything that they have in their store.
By 2018... products still containing those chemicals will be required to list them on their package labels.
They don't now?
No.
I didn't know that.
No. The cleaning items.
Oh, that's right. Cleaning items. I'm sorry.
And just last week, P&G, Procter & Gamble, the manufacturer of CoverGirl, Olay, Old Spice, Febreze, Mr. Clean, announced that it's going to phase out triclosan.
That's good news.
And DEP from its personal care and cleaning products.
Yeah, that's a really good, that's good news.
And Johnson & Johnson has pledged last year to remove not only DEP and triclosan.
But from, Johnson.
But also to take additional steps to make its products safer. Yeah. And I know J&J already has a line of products that are natural.
Listen to you, J&J.
What?
Are they close personal friends of yours? J&J.
No, I just thought I'd make it
up. That was kind of cool. I like that. Obviously, look, because these are smart companies, they realize that people want to buy what they want to buy. And so instead of being like a Monsanto where they want to sell you what they want, they're going to give you what you want. I think it's great. I applaud Walmart. I applaud.
But I think they should publish the list.
No, they can't. You won't buy any of this stuff. They'll have to send all that stuff back to their manufacturers.
Well, so I was on Environmental Working Group's A Guide to Healthy Cleaning, and in the past I have used Cascade dishwashing detergent. So
yes.
I looked it up, and it was an F on their rating scale. I don't use it any longer, but right. I have used it in the past.
But now you said there's something really good out there that people can use.
Well, according to their guide. Their dishwashing guide, they have an
seventh generation
automatic dishwashing powder, free and clear, that doesn't have the chemicals in it. So I just looked it up, and it's available at Target. I mean, so there are things that are available to the masses that are better alternatives than the Cascades of the world.
Will you stop buying seventh generation?
I was getting a product from Trader Joe's. I didn't see what their rating was. I didn't find theirs. So I may try this.
Is it much more expensive? People right away go, no. Well, sure, you know, that stuff is so expensive.
It's $4.79 for a package of 20.
And is that comparable to the Cascade, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there you go. So there's a product you can use, and there's no reason not to use it because it's not like it's an elitist product where you have to pay $1.15 for every washing.
Right.
That's great.
But anyway, so if you go to environmental working groups, they have guides for
everything,
and you can just kind of, they do the work for you, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. Really, really good. That's a great website. I like it a lot.
Yep.
What's next?
Well, what do you want to be next? the science of perfect napping.
What is that?
Well, here's an article from Lifehacker talking about how...
Everything's hacker now. They have paleo hacking or paleo hack. So in other words, just putting the word hack or hacker after your emission statement, so to speak, the word, you know. We should do longevity hacker. So it's like we're going to figure out the fast way, the easy way to get a longer life.
Science of the perfect nap. And it says, according to a growing body of research, napping is a smart thing to do.
I agree.
You tell me that all the time.
Yeah, because Elisa, I swear, sometimes I think she feels guilty if she sits down too long. Like, oh, I should be busy doing. She can't even take a phone call unless she's doing something at the same time. Tell me the truth. Do you feel guilty if you're not doing two things at one time?
I wouldn't say guilty is the right word. I just feel like it's more efficient of my time if I'm folding laundry while I'm on the telephone.
So are you able to sit for a long period of time and do nothing?
Unless I'm reading.
That's the only thing. But then you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say to you sometimes, why don't you take a nap? No, I have things to do.
You know, I really feel bad when I take a nap.
Yeah, you're right. You feel bad like you wasted time, right?
No. I feel bad physically.
Oh, do you really?
If I take a nap.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different then. Okay,
No. You don't understand. If I don't feel well and I go take a nap, you know that I really feel bad.
Oh, I got you. Then I know you're really, really not feeling well because you're taking a nap. Yeah. I agree. I misunderstood.
Yes, you did.
But that's not uncommon for me. So, all right. So, why do we need to nap, Elisa Profumo?
It says in our modern hurried world, making time for even a short nap might seem like an impossible luxury. One of the reasons why we need to nap is because we don't get enough sleep at night.
Oh, but I have a totally different reason. I've talked about this on the show a long, long time ago. When we first started talking about polyphasic sleep cycles, which I did a show a couple years ago on, I said, look, dogs and cats nap, right? The dog doesn't go, oh, it's 5 o'clock, I can't lay down now. The dog lays down and takes a nap. Cats nap, right? And don't you think that since we're all in love with the whole paleo era, we ate this way, don't you think paleo human beings once in a while curled up underneath a tree, sat down, and dozed off for 15 to 20 minutes here and there?
Well,
or do you think that they felt like, oh, no, I've got to be working. I got to be doing something.
Well, it says here that poor nutrition is another reason. Our bodies are programmed that way.
Bingo.
And it's an evolutionary necessity.
There you go.
It says the benefits of napping don't apply only to the very young. They say that companies such as Google and Apple allow their employees to take naps.
So back in the day when Apple first came forth and started doing interviews about their corporate culture, one of the things that they talked about was that people were able to do two things. They could get up from their desk and go exercise whenever they want. They had these small little recreational areas where you could shoot Nerf basketballs and just kind of chill. And then they had rooms where you can go and literally take a nap, where they had like cots everywhere, blankets, and you could lay down and take a nap. And it wasn't like, oh, it's 11:15, it's lunchtime, and then at 12:30, it's nap time. If you felt like you needed to get up from your desk and go shoot Nerf basketball with your friend, or you felt like you needed to get up from your desk and take a nap, they encouraged it because they found that people were much more productive when they followed those rhythms. So that was the first time a corporate culture came forth and said, hey, we don't drive people for 8 hours a day and then say, you know, get the most work done. We find that people work the best when you let them do these things. So it makes perfect sense.
It says that the length of nap should be around 20 minutes. Naps are more effective than caffeine. Naps boost your memory. Naps make you more creative.
Well, interestingly enough, guess how long transcendental meditation, which has been around forever and has magical benefits for health and focus and everything else, guess how long you meditate for?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
So if you don't take naps, maybe you should.
There you go.
I'm going to start taking naps, even when I feel good. Carl's taking a nap, so.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a commercial break. The commercial break is only 3 minutes. It's not really long enough to get a good nap, but I'm going to take a little power nap during the break. But I don't want you out there to take a nap. I want you to listen to these commercials and buy every product. No, I'm kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
The child of baby goes around.
I'm lip syncing.
And now I'm dead.
I'm sorry. Okay, so when you said people should buy from your advertisers, it made me think about the story. So we ran out of the GLC a few weeks ago.
Because I was slow on reordering it, because I tell people this all the time. So we pay for everything that we use, and I forgot to order it for a long time. So go ahead.
And so I hadn't been using it for several days in a row, and my knees started aching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from
we hadn't used it actually for a few weeks, to be honest with you.
It was a couple weeks. Yeah. And I kept saying, Carl, we need to get this. So we finally got it back in, and I started using it. And I swear, I don't know if it was the placebo, or it couldn't have been, because my knees stopped aching like within a day or two once I started using it again.
Well, don't forget, we're using the Actistatin formula, which was not labeled for sale yet, but is labeled for sale now. And we're going to be doing a show on it. The Actistatin formula is the most advanced joint repair formula I have ever seen in my life. When you hear what's in this thing, you're just going to go, oh my God, this is like unbelievable.
Because I have a friend who's about the same age as me, and she works out
very
hard.
She's a personal trainer as well.
And she kept saying, you know, we were talking about how much weight we're
squatting
or leg pressing or whatever. And she said, but your knees don't bother you, you know, running sprints. And I said, no. And she says, mine really, really hurt. And I keep telling her to try the GLC product.
And finally,
when I told her the story, she says she's really going to try it now.
Good.
Because her knees really bother her. Yeah. But mine don't.
That Actistatin is an amazing product. And we're going to have Gary Stevens on. He's a jockey who fell a few too many times off horses and literally broke like most of the bones in his body and made a comeback at the age of like in his 40s, I think,
mm-hmm.
which jockeys never come back in their 40s. And he attributes the complete comeback to Actistatin.
He was the jockey that was in Seabiscuit, the movie, if anybody saw that movie.
Well, and yes, and more importantly, he rode, did he win the Derby this year or which race did he win this year?
I think he won the Preakness. I can't remember.
But he was wearing the word Actistatin on his pants.
He was, that's right.
I know, we were like watching the race like, oh my God, look, he's got Actistatin on his pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he attributes GLC to helping him regain his career. And I want to have him on the show anyway because he is a superhuman. But anyway, okay. So
okay, I have an article here from A4M talking about vitamin D with all the vaccine
and flu shots
and things going on right now. It says a vitamin D supplement is more effective at reducing the risk of flu infections than vaccines or antiviral drugs.
Right. And that was a study that was conducted in Tokyo at the Jiki University School of Medicine
in Tokyo.
Yeah, led by Mitsuyoshi Urashima. And so the interesting thing about this is we couldn't go to TED Talk with this because it's
true.
An anti-vaccine discussion.
That's true.
So you'll never hear this on TED Talk. You'll only hear it here on Superhuman Radio.
Well, it was a clinical trial, and it was conducted by the Division of Molecular Epidemiology in the Department of Pediatrics.
Yeah. So, and we've heard on the show naturopathic doctors come on our show and talk about the fact that in third world countries where they don't have vaccines, they'll give a child 100,000 IUs of vitamin D to protect them against rubella or measles or mumps and stuff like that. And it works. So isn't that amazing? But again, you won't hear that on TED Talk.
Okay, so do you think that the Atkins diet is making a comeback?
You know what? When you said this to me before, I said I didn't know it ever left. Atkins diet has been a successful diet program for as long as I've known about it. And quite frankly, why shouldn't it be? It is virtually a low-carbohydrate diet or a ketogenic-style diet.
Well, according to NPR, the sale of products with the Atkins brand have grown by 44% in the last 2 years.
I have to believe that's in direct response to the paleo movement. I have to believe that Paleolithic eaters, who are not staunch paleo, but are trying to stay on the low-carb, anti-legume, anti-grain meal plan, will turn to an Atkins-like protein bar from time to time.
Well, it does say that it credits it to the growing popularity of an even more radical high protein regimen, the paleo diet.
There you go. See, I didn't even read the article, but I mean, that's pretty obvious to me.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, they're good. I'm glad. And poor Dr. Atkins, he did not die from metabolic disorders. He fell. Like Randy Roach said on my show once, the medical orthodoxy was praying that he would die of cancer or something, but instead he died from falling. So there you go. What else do we have to talk about, Lisa?
We have some listener questions and
okay.
comments.
Let's start out with, let's see, who wrote this one here? Wyatt Everett. He says, Carl, thanks so much for doing a deep dive on DHEA as promised with Adele Moussa. It was a great DHEA show. You got to listen to it because there's a lot to know about DHEA. Very informative. One last question for you before we put DHEA to bed, so to speak. In your interview with Adele, he seemed to feel that oral DHEA was a better way to go and would cause less aromatization. However, just a few shows later, I heard Rob Regish happen to mention he prefers transdermal. What is your personal preference? And do you think there are any post-cycle concerns either way when it comes to DHEA? Thanks again. I don't like transdermal DHEA. And I know Rob said that. And when Rob does his show here, it's not my objective to point counterpoint with him. But when you look at the research about transdermal androgens in general, there's another study that I think Adele wrote about or is about to write about in a blog. So if I'm giving something away, Adele, I apologize. That looks at transdermal testosterone preparations and the rate of aromatization. Anytime you put an androgen on an area of the body that has a lot of subcutaneous fat, there is naturally a higher rate of aromatization. If for some reason you have no choice but to use a transdermal DHEA, I would use it on my shoulders, my forearms, or, as Adele Moussa points out, on the calves, which these areas are typically lean even in obese people. You don't want the androgen, especially if it's aromatizable androgen, passing through fat and mingling with the aromatase enzyme, which resides in fat, because it will absolutely produce a higher amount of estradiol than had you taken it orally or put it on a lean area with no sub-Q fat. I also like oral DHEA because there seems to be some benefits of DHEA's first pass through the liver. Granted, a lot of it is destroyed. A lot more of it is destroyed than in the transdermal version. But there seem to be some benefits. I think one of the benefits that Adele talked about that I wasn't even aware about was the increase in glutathione production. So there does seem to be some benefits when you take it orally. There does seem to be some detriments when you take it transdermally. But neither one of them is exclusively right or wrong, in my humble opinion. Some work better for some and others. If you are going to use transdermal, just make sure you put it on a very, very lean area of the body. So hopefully that. Oh, and as far as post-cycle therapy, I don't know about that. I think if you're taking therapeutic doses of DHEA, 25, 50 milligrams orally, or, you know, 25 milligrams transdermally, I don't think that you need to do a post-cycle therapy. I don't think that the adrenals shut down. They bounce back pretty quickly, in my humble opinion. But I could be wrong about that, and I will genuflect to the brilliance of Adele Moussa on that one if he thinks maybe he could post on my Facebook wall, which I have Facebook closed right now because I don't want to be distracted, but there you go.
Okay, so this is from Justin Curlin. Hello, I'm a 43-year-old male, 5'9", 128 pounds, and recovering from eating low-carb for years. Over several months, I have gained weight, and my body fat went from 2 to 6%. I eat about 2,500 to 2,700 calories a day. My daily macros are protein, 250 grams, carbs, 3 to 350, fats, 50 to 70 grams. I've been adding 100 calories a week to my diet to increase my metabolism to normal. I was told that this method is reverse dieting. I also lift weights, slow walks, and 10 HIT sessions for health. What are your views on reverse dieting?
I don't know why people are calling it reverse dieting. Correcting an insufficiency in caloric intake is hardly reverse dieting. I guess if you're coming from a dieting phase where you've been eating way too little, I guess it's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Clicky to call it reverse dieting. It'll get you more attention. But I think that when you take a, a person who's training to be a strength athlete or a bodybuilder, for instance, and they are on a one-year quest to put on X amount of pounds of muscle, you don't have them eating right away the way you expect them to be eating 12 months from now. You have them gradually increase their caloric intake, as you're doing, about 100 calories a week to 100 calories every other week, so that as the body grows, it's getting more fuel. And so I think it's great. I think that if it's working for you, that you should continue to do it. If you feel better, that's great. 6% body fat is a fantastic place to be if you're more athletically inclined. Even 10% is good. But I don't know that I would call it reverse dieting. I think calling it reverse dieting is just like trying to create a buzzword that people go, well, wait, what's that? You know, what is reverse dieting? You're trying to gain weight again. That's what you're trying to do. And I don't know anything about eating low carb for very, very long, because I've never eaten low carb for more than a couple years at a time. But I have heard that some people, when they eat low carb too long, kind of the wheels come off, their thyroid starts to shut down and stuff. So, and this is why it's important, if you are doing low carb, to have some carbohydrate refeed periods, I think. But I know that Rob Regish is probably going to answer this question also, because we missed this question on the next Blueprint Power Hour.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. His opinion may be very different than mine, so that's fine.
Okay. Do you want to read the next one?
I'm looking for it.
Oh, okay. I'll read it. This is from Dell King. Interesting thought on the paleo way of training. Carl's fasting then eating massive meals to mirror our ancestors in the sense that we would chase an animal and kill it, then eat a massive meal. I wonder if the body also stronger in a period of fasting as a response to help with hunting. It would be interesting to study if there are strength gains between someone who has fasted and someone who hasn't.
There was one of the biggest bodybuilders of the 70s, and I can't think of his name. He was a black bodybuilder. And he was bigger than Dorian Yates back in the day. The guy was like close to 300 pounds. And they've actually compared him to Ronnie Coleman of today, was a huge fan of fasted training. And he said that it made him more aggressive and more angry. But then again, when you look at some of these workout routines of today, like CrossFit, I do not think it's wise to train in a glycogen-demanding way if you're fasted. I think that that could actually be detrimental. But I think overall power, at least in my personal experience, overall power is not impeded when fasted. Is it enhanced? I don't know that. Once I get, I ordered my bio device from Joel Jameson the other day, so I'm waiting for that to get here, so that I'm going to now integrate heart rate variability monitoring into my training to tell me when to train hard and when to take off. I'll have a better way of telling if my fasted state training is having any effect on my strength. I have a feeling that you are stronger when you're fasted, from the standpoint of there's a lot less going on metabolically, so your body can focus more on strength. You're not digesting anything. Other organ systems are kind of in standby mode. But I absolutely don't think that you would perform better in a fasted mode if you're in a glycogen-demanding sport like bicycle riding or something, unless you're in full ketosis. And then maybe if your body is already shifted to ketosis and you're using ketone bodies as a source of fuel, maybe that would change the equation a little bit. But that's just my opinion.
We need to announce that we're going to be at the Olympia.
Yeah, I've been announcing it all week. Two things we need to announce. So if you are going to be at the Olympia, please stop at the Live On Labs booth. Come by, take a picture with Elisa and I. We will be doing a casual Friday from there at our normal time, which will be 9 a.m. their time, I guess. We're going to break right out of the gate. We may have to do it a little bit later, have a special time for a casual Friday, because we want to make sure that there's a lot of fun things going on. We'll announce what time casual Friday will air when we get there. But please stop by the Live On Labs booth. We're going to be doing vitamin C shooters. So come and have a shot with us. Come by and stop by and have a shot with us. And then, good, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to mention also that Superior Hardcore Peptides is running a ridiculous blowout sale on all peptides, 30% off when you use the coupon code NEWS30, N-E-W-S-3-0, all one word. So go to superhumanradio.com and click the Superior Hardcore Peptides banner ad today.
And just real quick, Adele Moose said, just post it on my wall, and I think yours too, Carl.
Yeah, I have Facebook closed. I'll reopen it right
in
now.
In response to a question on the Subversity Science Roundup special on DHEA, Carl and I did a week ago. Here is the link. It's a PubMed link on my wall if anybody wants to go read it, to the study I used to argue that transdermal is not the way to go due to increased aromatization. Question was just posed on Casual Friday. That was the question that you just had from Wyatt Everhart.
Wyatt Everhart. So, yeah. So, he has the... So again, Adele's opinion, and I concur, transdermal aromatizing androgens, not a good idea, and he has the study on my Facebook wall. And maybe what I need to do is post that on my blog today or tomorrow so Wyatt can find it easy enough as well.
Wait,
we have a message real quick. I don't know if it's about the show. Hold on one second.
Was that the on-air question?
No, this is one that just got... Hey, Carl, is the special on the Age Force fat-burning patch still available? That's from Derek Martin. I think it is. I think it is. Let me look. Hold on. I mean, I know this is kind of ridiculous. I'm looking right now. Yes, they have a 50% off sale on everything. So there's a special on that patch right now, not the free patch. That's gone, but the 50% off a month supply is still available when you click the big banner ad on the right-hand side. Oh, it's buy one get one free actually. Buy one get one free on the no, that's the HGH. Yes, there's a 50% off on all patches right now. Go to, I think it's SHR50 is the coupon code. But I'll find out for sure from Steve, and I'll post it on Facebook, Derek. We have nothing else to talk about.
That's it.
Thank you for listening this week. We have plenty of good shows next week. As always, thanks for making Superhuman Radio fun to do.
There will be no shows
Wednesday, Thursday,
but Friday we will be broadcasting live.
We're going to have Elliot come in and rerun some best of Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, is he good?
Yeah, we've got some really good shows to run best of. People have been asking about. I think I'm going to rerun the Arjunas Von der Planet's vaccine ad spot that really we ended up everywhere on the internet as a result of that show. We may rerun that show.
Yeah.
So we'll rerun some shows Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday we'll be live from the Olympia.
Listen in or come see us.
Come see us. Thanks a lot for listening.
Bye.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Orbit Nutrition.